This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today led the nation in Swachhata Hi Seva Abhiyan by joining mega cleanliness drive ahead of Gandhi Jayanti. As part of the Ek Tarikh, Ek Ghanta, Ek Saath initiative for cleanliness, people across the country today participated in a mega cleanliness drive on the clarion call of Prime Minister Modi. Mr. Modi had appealed to the citizens for 1 hour of Shramdan for cleanliness drive at 10 a.m. today to pay tribute to Mahatma Gandhi on the eve of his birth anniversary. Citizens from all walks of life took part in cleaning activities at public places, including market spaces, railway tracks, water bodies, tourist locations and places of worship across the country. In the national capital, BJP President J.P. Nadda, Union Ministers Bhupendra Yadav, Dharmendra Pradhan, Dr. Jitendra Singh, Hardeep Singh Puri, Meenakshi Lekhi, Rajiv Chandrasekhar and others leaders participated in the Swachhata Abhiyan. Information and Broadcasting Minister Anurag Singh Thakur said that the Modi government had built 12 crore toilets just within 3 years. More than 7 lakh events took place today for the mega cleanliness drive across the country. Over 6,40,000 sites were adopted for Shramdan from urban and rural India under this mega cleanliness drive. Prime Minister Modi reached Mehboob Nagar, Telangana this afternoon. He laid the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth more than 13,500 crore rupees in sectors like road, rail, petroleum and natural gas and higher education in Mehboob Nagar, Telangana. Mr. Modi also flagged off the inaugural Hyderabad-Kachigoda train service from Krishna station via video conferencing. In Rajasthan, Election Commission has completed all required preparations for the ensuing assembly elections. Full team of Election Commission has expressed satisfaction over the preparedness. Commission is on a 3-day visit of the state to assess the preparations. Chief Election Officer Rajiv Kumar has made an appeal to the youth and women voters to go for poll at the maximum extent. Addressing a press conference in Jaipur today, he said that 21,90,000 people are first-time voters in the state. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh tomorrow. In Rajasthan, Mr. Modi will dedicate to the nation and lay the foundation stone for various development projects worth about 7,000 crore rupees in Chittorgarh. During his visit, he will dedicate the Mehsana-Bhatinda-Gurdaspur gas pipeline built at a cost of about 4,500 crore rupees. He will also dedicate the LPG plant of the HPCL at Abu Road. In Madhya Pradesh, Prime Minister Modi will lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation multiple development initiatives worth around 19,260 crore rupees in Gwalior. He will dedicate to the nation the Delhi-Vadodara Expressway and will also lay the foundation stone for 5 different road projects. The Indian Met Department has informed that depression over East Central Arabian Sea crossed South Konkan coast between Panjim, Goa and Ratnagiri, Maharashtra during 8:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. yesterday. It is very likely to move northeastwards and weaken into a well-marked low-pressure area during the next 24 hours. Light or moderate rainfall is expected at most places with heavy to very heavy rainfall at a few places in Konkan, Goa and South Maharashtra. Rough to very rough sea conditions is very likely over East Central Arabian Sea along and off the Maharashtra, Goa, Karnataka coasts during the next 12 hours and gradually improve thereafter. On day 8 of the ongoing Asian Games 2023 in Hung Hao, India added 1 more gold, 2 silver and bronze to its kitty, taking the overall medals tally to 42 today. India's medal tally includes 11 gold, 16 silver and 15 bronze. India currently stands at the 4th position on the scoreboard. The latest gold came in the men's trap team shooting event. The Indian contingent, consisting of Keenan Darius Chennai, Zoravar Singh Sandhu and Prithviraj Tondaiman, helped India bag 361 points, which was enough to claim spot in the team event. In the women's individual golf event, Aditi Ashok bagged the silver medal. She is the first ever Indian woman golfer in the world to win a medal at the Asian Games. And that is the end of this news bulletin.